Wish I was a better person, with more control. Turn the other cheek, but when the punch comes roll. Wish I was a kinder person, could see the other's pain. Not overreact, never judge, shrug off the spreading stain.
Good morning. Welcome to WMFO in Medford. This is Word of the Day.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. Home, I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
That was No Particular Place to Go by Chuck Berry, and you're listening to Word of the Day. I'm Charlie.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Chris.
What's our word today, Zach?
The word of the day is go.
Allow me to go and find the definition.
Let Charlie go get that for us.
The NPR voice is alive and well with this one.
Thank you. I do try.
Go, verb. Yes. 1. Move from one place or point to another, travel. Leave, depart. Noun, informal, an attempt or trial at something. Dated, spirit, animation, or energy. Adjective, functioning, working. And that's the word go. Do we have a sentence, Chris?
We do. Okay. I remember this from my high school announcements, but go is able to be the shortest possible sentence because it has a subject, an independent...
You mean you can use it as an imperative and it's two letters?
Yeah, so...
Couldn't be... What about be? If I was telling you to just exist and I was like, Chris, period.
Well, that doesn't have,
be.
That doesn't have, like, a subject or something.
There's it
like
does.
Well, it does... it like doesn't work or something.
I think it's still a functioning
imperative.
Is
the imperative the only one that is allowed to have the implied subject?
In conversational English, I think you can imply a subject a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing just formal by the book English, I think that's the only situation in which you use an informed subject.
Requires like an adjective or a verb at the end of it or something.
Not if you're just saying someone to exist in a general sense. So I would argue against...
Will be what?
Just be.
I think that's a dependent clause.
It's to just exist.
I think that's just a dependent clause.
All right, agree to disagree.
Yeah, I would err on Charlie's side. However, I do believe that sentence is a little more awkward than go, which is why go is
usually
preferred.
It's not supposed to. I'm not making the case that it's a simple sentence. I'm making a case that it's supposed to have power behind it, and it has power in its awkwardness.
I get that. I would err on Charlie's side because it's like be what, but it's also like go where, you know? There's always kind of that modifier that you can add. I don't know. Well, this is a linguistics show.
Show. It's also a music show. So let's go in with some George Michael and Wham right now, the band that made the first trip to play a concert in China. This is Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
with your broken heart and soul? And what do you do with the leftover you? And how do you know when to let go? Where does the good go? Where does the good go?
That was Where Does the Good Go by Tegan and Sarah, followed by, of course, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham, the song made famous from the Gasoline Fight in Zoolander. That's all I wanted to say.
That didn't make it famous.
Oh, I thought it was made famous by me.
I know that's not what made it famous, considering the song came out in, I want to say, 86?
It was the 1980s. It was 1984.
84, oh, no. And Zoolander was 2001.
I learned so much from VH1.
It was also on the Happy Feet soundtrack.
The Happy Feet soundtrack's amazing.
Well, I mean, they have to be danceable songs, and danceable songs are often good ones.
Yeah. No, I think Prince did all the original music for Happy Feet.
I remember seeing Happy Feet. I enjoyed it more than I expected, but like it wasn't enough that I would
warrant going to see the second movie.
Who directed Happy
Feet? Sarah Jessica Parker?
George Miller, director of all the Mad Max movies. Which is actually interesting because Mad Max Fury Road, I felt, had a very strong Happy Feet vibe.
Did not end up seeing it.
Very good.
It's on my list.
V good. The Brattle showed it on 35 a few weeks ago. It was pretty amazing. I wish I went.
I just watch it on Megashare on my computer, like on a Saturday morning.
Buddy.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
All right.
Are we talking...
I think... Should we go with the thing?
English.
So going.
I mean,
go.
Yeah, that's your last name.
Verbs. That is my last name.
It is your last name.
It is my last name.
You know it's your last name.
Yes, I do know go is my last name. Well, not go, but going. I'm aware of that.
Your last name
I've been aware of that for quite some time.
Your last name is either a participle or a gerund.
Yeah. Or made up.
Well, it can be both.
Yeah. Should go with the going thing? Go. Places. Where?
Stop waffling and make a commitment.
I made that commitment.
Wait, what's the...
Vacations.
The,
Chris,
like, favorite?
How many times have you been to Europe?
I don't want to talk about it. It's not important.
I think you should talk about it.
I don't think
six.
That we should.
I'm guessing six. You've told me this.
It's fine. Europe is a Western construct. It doesn't
Europe
really,
is not a Western construct.
It doesn't really...
In a way, it is a Western construct.
It's like a social construct.
It is the West.
No, but the geopolitical Europe that exists today is a Western construct.
Also,
so are all political boundaries.
Where is West on a map, sir?
True. It's kind of an arbitrary decision.
West on the globe.
That's actually true. Europe is actually east of the... East of the...
It's our east.
Well, no, like, it's just because we made this decision because we're ethnocentric and all.
Wait.
Let's define east and west based on where we are, and as a result, west and east exist the way it does today. It doesn't have to. We could shift it.
They have Pacific-centered maps that are like the center is like Japan and China.
Yeah, why don't we...
cut the Atlantic in half.
Prime meridian, that's what it is.
Why don't we shape it, like, why don't we position through, like... non-east or west true like center or the prime meridian at like New Zealand. Why don't we do that?
They also have that. Well, they have them centered with Antarctica.
Then we'd be in the Far East.
Is this a question being left up to me?
No, I'm okay. Saying it and you're able to give up something else.
Well, what was your question? Our favorite place to go?
Yeah. Well, like places anywhere? You have been, places you've gone.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're the most traveled of us.
Is he
maybe
the most
Charlie,
traveled?
But
you make an assumption that Chris is the most traveled, yet I'm the globe hopper who lived in a foreign country for a large chunk of his life.
Living in a foreign country for 7 years is, I don't know.
Was it like Canada foreign?
You're both more traveled
like, than
me.
Or like foreign foreign?
I mean, we've discussed this. It was England.
Oh, that's pretty foreign.
How did you not know he was from England?
I know you're from England, but I thought you were like... Like, not like...
Oh, like Ted Cruz style?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I think producer Zach had something to say. Producer Zach, what did you have to say?
Oh, it was a terrible joke about the international dateline.
Oh, okay. We don't need that.
Oh, okay. We don't need a joke about the international dateline. Thank you, though. We appreciate the comedic writing.
There's no writing.
Well, he was kind of writing because he came up with it.
You come here,
he didn't
Zach,
physically
Zach
write
you
it
come
down.
Here with your NPR voice... And you try and talk all mellow and pretend that we have way more fancy technology
producers,
than we do.
Writers. Interns. I'm just trying to keep up the facade, personally.
You're living in a deluded world.
Speaking,
we're just a bunch of friends talking about gerunds and verbs and participles and...
Charlie, it's all about presentation.
Oh, speaking of things, let's rewind to when we were talking about writers and things. Since producer Danny is not here for the billionth time, I think we should demote him from producer to unpaid intern.
What about
assistant producer?
No, associate producer.
No, unpaid
associate
intern
Associate to
Danny.
The producer.
So rather this than producer Danny... It's unpaid intern Danny, and he, like, makes photocopies and, like, gets coffee and does intern-y things.
I don't know. I mean, he did put this on his resume as
he
producer.
Did. I know, and he's part of it. It's in the job or it's in the job description.
All right. As making an executive decision.
I agree.
As that he's now associate producer Danny.
No, I want it to be more belittling.
Yeah, no, but he won't be able to put intern on his resume.
That's true. I think associate. He's going to have to write that word. And does he have our contact information?
Can he be
on that?
Assistant?
Or is that
to
just
the,
a thing?
No, it's just a thing.
Can he be assistant to the producer?
That was just brought up. I don't think this is the office.
Yeah, he's not.
Therefore, polite. We don't need to.
Okay. He's such a little frat boy now.
Well, I am in a bit of a situation, guys, right now. Can I explain my
this
situation?
This is Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash.
Correct.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time.
So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next it's black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest me.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
Tomorrow. My head explodes. I turn on the news and my body explodes.
That was Going Underground, excuse me, by The Jam, the band led by Paul Weller, that redefined punk for a mainstream audience after the success of the Sex Pistols and The Clash. And this is Word of the Day. So, what is your favorite put-down or kind of angry thing to say that involves the word go? Is it go jump in a hole? Is it go take a hike? Go take a walk?
I don't think that's this is appropriate one. For radio.
I don't know.
No, it is.
My language.
Well, my favorite one is in
sailor-esque.
Outside of some obvious
outside
profane
of
choices,
outside of the profane ones, I'd say the go ones, to, I'd the ones say go
could,
to hell.
The ones that you could say to your mother.
I'd say go to hell.
You can't no, say you I, can't I say that to your my, mother.
I speak to my mom like she's also a sailor.
If your mother is a nun,
I mean, she's a church reader.
Another.
Then I would say go have yourself a nice time, Mom. Like, I would never put down my mom.
Yeah, Cindy would put me in my place.
Thanks for underlining my chain of conversation, guys. All right, then. Would you wish her to go have a blessed day?
Yes, of course.
Go have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make your dreams come true.
What is this, Producer Zach?
Go fly a kite.
Go fly a kite. That's a good idea.
That would be Zach's favorite.
Yeah.
Producer Zach flew a kite yesterday on Fletcher Field. If you see some weird guy flying a kite outside of Fletcher's
really fun,
School
actually.
Of Law and Diplomacy,
by.
That would be Zachary Kaplan.
How about go and spread the gospel? That's what I'd say to my mom.
Or go
or
tell
really.
Them on the
well, no,
or whatever.
No, you wouldn't. She wouldn't go spread the gospel because that's
she
not the role of the nun.
No,
wait, what?
We're assuming at this point that your mom's a nun. Okay, we've made that assumption.
Ah, oh, damn.
Resting on that assumption.
It's funny because your mom has a Boston accent.
She does have a Boston
she
accent.
She really
mildly.
Has a Boston accent. I'm a big fan.
Chris was obsessed. Chris met my mom the other
I
day,
am obsessed
and Chris
with
was
your
obsessed
family.
With my mom's Boston accent.
I really like your family. They have fortune cookies and great personalities.
Chris and I were going to McDonald's when we stopped by my house because my car was breaking down.
Okay, but as I was saying...
We were unable to go.
As I was saying, go spread the gospel to a nun would be a mistake because nuns don't actually spread the gospel. It's not the role of the position, the monastic position, to spread the gospel in Christianity. The preaching is left to the... to the secular clergy rather than the regular clergy.
That's very true, but
it
I feel like I would say it depends on who the speaker is, because if
true.
The speaker
is
someone of religious authority
yeah.
speaking to a nun and says go spread the gospel to the nun, then that kind of makes sense as kind of just like a saying, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah. It depends on the sect, because like
that's true.
Like
there are
one
some reformist
sects. Like Davis Square, yeah. just like straight chilling, and then. These people were like, hey, and I thought they knew my friends, so I just ran with it. And they were like, do you have a moment to talk about God? And I was like, no. And then it took me 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's because you were too polite to say no, right?
Well, yeah, Chris doesn't say no to people.
I know.
That's like how the...
I like how you just ignore people when you walk by them.
Yeah,
just,
like when I go into Carm and people are like, do you have a moment to talk about Meatless Monday? I'm like, no. And then I leave.
That's like how I'm...
Just shooting them down.
Yeah.
Just made them feel bad about their cause. I love it.
That's like how every Tuesday when the Bible study people come around, I never have the heart to say, sorry, I'm Jewish. Can you not come ask me anymore? No, so they just come by every week, and every week I say, thanks for letting me know. And I'm never going
to
go.
I forgot to do that French toast thing.
Oh, the interfaith one?
Yeah, that's the one where it's like...
Did you have a question about the gospel?
I can make one up. I like French toast a lot.
Fair enough. But like, is French toast that good?
Yes.
when it's being ferried to you after being cooked?
I guess the question is religious French toast that good?
We're not going to get into
just
that
French
today.
Toast. We already had our God episode.
It's not the focus of this show. Let's play another song.
Look, guys, all I'm saying is Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz.
Thank you.
That was, as mentioned, Lenny Kravitz with I'm Gonna Go Your Way. And Chris, I think you have something special for us right now.
I believe that I do. It's called a P to the S to the A.
P to the S to the P to the P.
Go green with rechargeable batteries. Cause go.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Nature sounds.
If you want to save yourself some money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA's and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and it isn't more convenient to recharge your batteries than go to the store. Oh, I skipped a letter, so that just changed the entire subject.
Recycle Let me just.
And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than go to the store and buy new ones? Anyway, a message from all your green friends here at WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
I don't know how I felt about those sound effects.
Those are pretty weak side effects, guys.
I'm going to have to say...
I mean, well, we were kind of going with nature, but then we were also kind of going with green.
You were going with nature. I gave up.
And then you were giving... And then
well,
you're
you
going
said,
with...
You said, like... What'd you say?
Whispers. Cash. When cash
You said
was
cash. Supposed. Yeah.
And then I gave up because...
You were like...
I kind of liked the recycle.
I'm going to have to take a gap year to evaluate whether I liked those sound effects or not.
That's fine by me.
Just take
You know what I think you
classes.
Should do? I think you should go on a sabbatical. You know, like, kind of like...
Like for plants?
I feel like you should just get out and walk someplace. Like, I think you should just go.
Your transitions are terrible.
I like them to be overt.
No, but there is overt subtle, and then there's overt painfully cliche. I'm like...
Overt hitting. And subtle are
there's
opposites.
No, there's
they're antonyms.
You can be overt, but, like, not beat the listener over the head with it.
I like beating
you are like Maxwell Silverhammer, literally wielding a hammer over my head and smashing it in.
I have no idea what overt means.
This is Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, that is not...
What were you intending?
I was going to do I'm going to be 500 miles.
We were going to do that later. I was going to end with that.
I was going to end with Go Your Own Way. We've got a fundamental misunderstanding.
Okay, let's just do Squeeze.
Okay.
This is my favorite band.
Squeeze.
With Funny How It Goes, I believe, right?
Yes, the live version.
The live version from the Hammersmith Odeon in 1981.
Squeeze.
Nice. Enjoy.
Squeeze. We'll be right back.
That was Go Slow by Haim off of their album Days Are Gone, preceded not by Funny How It Goes by Squeeze off of Argy Bargy. Although I would recommend listening to that song. That was Going Crazy, also off of the album Argy Bargy, not Argy Bargy as some people might think. And that album came out in 1979.
Yay, Squeeze.
Yeah.
Indeed. Go.
Should we just do more music? Let's do.
Let's do the Zeppelin one we cut.
No, we can just do some Fleetwood Mac right now.
All right, I'm up for that.
This is "Go Your Own Way" by Fleetwood Mac because we're all tired. That was Fleetwood Mac off of their album Rumours with Go Your Own Way, and this is Word of the Day yet again, taking you right into 7:50, about 10 minutes left to go in the show. And so guys, Fleetwood Mac's song there brings up a good point. Should you go your own way? Should you pave your own trail?
Or? Yes.
Okay, I was asking a pretty much cut and dry case that I knew you would answer in the affirmative to. But what's the importance of being unique and being special and being who you are?
Oh, I think you should follow the crowd.
Conform, conform, conform.
Yes, always conformity.
Never be
conformity
different.
Is important. I don't know. I think my one of my favorite movies of 2015, the Lego Movie, or 2014.
I wrote a paper on
2014.
That.
I wrote my AP AP Lit Comp, or no, Lang Comp.
And how'd that go for you?
I got a 5.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah. Wow. About the Lego Movie.
You did AP Lit?
I did Lit and Lang. It was Lang. I wrote it for Lang.
Could you say it was Lit?
It was very Lit. Lit, I got a bad score, but Lang, I got a good score with the Lego Movie.
Lit's hard, though.
Lit's very hard.
The Lit exam
didn't take
is
either
hard.
At my school, it's like, if you wanted a C, take Lit. If you wanted to not get a C, take honors.
Oh, ours, the classes are about evenly the same. It's just the tests are hard. The test is hard for Lit and for Lang.
For me, it was just pretty easy either way.
So anyway, in that, I laid out kind of the message of the Lego Movie, which is be yourself, like creatively, like express who you are in everything you do. But when you want to get stuff done, sometimes you gotta work together, and that means not everyone can be
Is this coming out of our conversation about the Scalia seat opening?
This is not,
because
and that's
what
something
it sounded
that's
like.
Something
that is,
we should not talk
I
about because then we have to register as a political thing.
I'm just saying it sounded like someone should work together.
Yes, people should work together. I'm a big believer in people working together.
And just hold hands in a big old circle.
Yes. Sometimes not everyone can get exactly what they want when you want to get stuff done. You gotta conform a little bit.
But at the same time, conformity is bad.
Yes.
As you can even see in the Bible.
Obviously.
The Tower of Babel, they all conformed so well and worked together so well that they became dangerous.
Yes. And then they were thus spread apart.
Danger zone.
Danger zone.
Highway. Word of the day. Highway. Two songs.
I mean,
Life is a Highway and Highway to the Danger Zone.
We've already done Life is a Highway, so...
I think we can repeat. I feel like we've repeated before.
No, we have never repeated. You make things up.
And there's
a lot of words.
There are a lot of words.
You know what we've done? We've considered repeating.
No, I mean, I considered putting Blue Monday on 2 consecutive playlists.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, there may or may not be a blue playlist coming up.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be lit.
The Monday playlist. I'm really happy that the Monday playlist actually happened on the Tufts Monday.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought that was very good of us.
I like how you have to specify Tufts Monday. Just because...
Well, because it's a Thursday.
Yeah.
No, I liked that, though, because...
No, it was
Monday on Thursday.
The school said so.
I thought that was really clever. It seemed as if we had planned it, when in reality we hadn't. I don't know. Charlie, did you plan that?
No.
Yeah.
No, I did not plan it. I just made a playlist with Monday because I had the song I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats stuck in my head.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Yeah. I want to shoot...
Salt and pepper.
It feels like a Monday now, though, I can tell you.
It does feel really like a Monday. I've got so much work.
I'm going to go back to bed after this.
I'm going to go to math after this.
I'm going to...
And then to bed, and then to 2 midterms consecutively.
I'm just going to go to Carm and just play, like, Edward Coffee Hands. Where it's like you like tape 2 things of coffee.
Chris,
what's
your morning average of coffee consumption?
I drink so much coffee and I'm not ashamed of it. If I have enough time, my average is like, wait, okay, so this is like, I guess I'd say like 4 cups average.
Okay, that's that. You usually do worse though.
Oh no, that's like
not
the,
worse,
that's like
but...
them like. Like mid, like
that's
median,
the minimum?
Like middle
four,
value.
Okay,
4 10-ounce cups of coffee. That would be you're drinking 40s,
and that's like I'm in a hurry.
Mm.
Like okay. I have like 3 minutes to get to class.
Yeah, I remember I saw you last week, and you were at like 8 or something.
Yep, I'm gonna drink so much coffee today, and then I'm gonna be like Taliaferro. I'm tripping on caffeine. Because coffee.
Taliaferro like, teaches IR?
He does. And I'm so afraid of him.
Wow.
Yeah.
My Professor Roberts in my Middle East North Africa class is running our recitations today, so I can't just prattle on about nothing and work in vagaries. Or vagaries. I have to actually be specific in recitation, which will be fun.
Is recitation...
School is no place for specifics.
In your recitation, is participation mandatory? Because my IR recitation, it's like the TA he's like the greenest banana, and he just like stutters all the time, and he has no idea what he's talking about, and I always leave more confused. So what I'm starting to do is I just don't pay attention, and it's better for my understanding of concepts.
Yeah, I mean, like, that was me in my philosophy class last semester, because there were a lot of people who had taken philosophy courses before, even though it was an intro philosophy course. And as a result, they would end up just kind of going on and on about Kant and other stuff that I didn't know about, and I would just phase out. Zach, what is it?
So may I talk about something near and dear to my heart?
Is it space?
You have 5 minutes.
No, okay. So NASA astronaut Scott Kelly, who's spent a year on board the ISS,
I don't know who that is.
Going home this week on March 1st.
You just love shoehorning it
in. At 4 p.m., they're going to be covering the hatch closure.
Why did we not put Major Tom Coming Home by Peter Schilling on the Come playlist?
I don't know.
We missed an opportunity.
Is that
there.
The one where it's like, yo, Major Tom, are you like alive?
No, it's like, no. No, it's like, Earth below us, drifting, falling, do, and it's in German.
So anyway, yeah, essentially Tuesday from 4 p.m. to like 10 p.m. there's just going to be this non-stop
and
coverage.
That is all the time we have for you today.
NASA TV.
That's why I'm going to put you Queen of NASA when I'm Vice President.
That's all the time we have for you today. This is Word of the Day on WMFO in Medford. I'm Charlie.
I'm Zach.
I'm Chris.
For our producer Zach, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week. This is I'm Gonna Be in parentheses 500 Miles by the Proclaimers off of their album Sunshine on Leith. We'll see you next week.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I won't.